Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen and amen. Father, we bless you. We thank you. And we magnify your name for one more day. One more day, Father God, to praise you. It didn't have to be, but it is. All because of you, your grace, your mercies, your love, your provisions, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And we give your name the glory and the honor. Father God, we commit this day unto you that you will unfold it according to your will and your mercy and your love. And we say thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the effectiveness, the sustainability, endurance, victory, Father God, in all things we say thank you, and in all things we give your name praise. Thank you, God. Now we commit this service into your hands. Have your way, because you are indeed the potter, and we indeed the clay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And our soul says amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, our visitors, our friends, our partners. We bless the name of the Lord, giving God praise for another day that he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Top of the morning to you and you and you and you and you. We pray everybody had a wonderful weekend. Wonderful. Amen. We don't know what you did, but we pray that it was beautiful. Glory be to God. I had an opportunity to do some missionary work this weekend, and glory be to God, and just made a whole lot of connections where we can serve our community a little bit better. And I am just excited with all that the Lord is putting together and has already put together. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Giving us an opportunity, amen, to expand. Amen. The food bank, and glory be to God, clothes, amen, hallelujah, and just opened all type of opportunities for us on this weekend, and I am happy that I was a part of that, and also the main connection, amen. So we want to bless the name of the Lord. Thank God for our service on yesterday, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, to God be all the praise and the glory and the honor. Talking about, amen, our growth and maturity in the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Making it through the hard times, amen. And we come through the hard times either as an amateur or as a professional. Oh, my God. We want to thank God for the Holy Ghost who taught that lesson on yesterday. Amen. And here we are again today. Amen. So we bless God. We bless God. Well, yeah, it's hot already. I was outside already this morning. I tell you, the humidity is like, I said, wow, if it's this hot already, ain't no telling what this day going to bring. But we're going to think cool. We're going to move cool. We're going to do what we got to do. Amen. Thank God for air conditioning and fans. And thank God for the heat, too. Amen. All right, all right. If you are a visitor to our ministry, I'm telling you, we are so glad to have you. Amen. And you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. So please enjoy the services on today and keep on coming back. Amen. Just do like we do here. We just keep coming back. Amen. Glory be to God. We know some of you are behind the curtain. Amen. Glory be. Some of you are behind the veil. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of you are listening and don't want your family and friends to know you're listening. Amen. But nevertheless, you're here. And God's word will not return void. Amen. And so we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we will try not to disappoint you. However, every now and then, and especially this year, I think we had about 3 or 4 days where we had technical difficulties. Well, they didn't refund any of the money. They just gave apologies. But hey, so is life. So is life. What are we going to do? Take them to court. What are we going to do? File a lawsuit because we pay a certain amount of money every month and we couldn't have our service. If we wanted to go there, we could, but we ain't. Nah. But you know what? There's somebody on the other side of this radio station that's listening. And who knows? Glory be to God. Amen. They could be watching how our attitude and how we're going to respond to make a decision. If they come in, oh, well, you best believe somebody from Block Talk Radio listening. Somebody working in that office, somebody working in that studio, they listening. See? And if we want to call and get all nasty and rumbunctious because, you know what I mean, we couldn't have a service last Sunday or whatever, and, you know what I mean, and demanding this and demanding that, huh? Getting all irate, huh? Carnal, see? And we might be able to get the money back, might be able to get the money back, see? But we could have also lost a soul. See, because they're looking for your light. They're looking for your witness, beloved. And the Bible says, he who winneth souls is wise. Amen. And so we want to bless the name of the Lord. We're not sweating. Amen. Because, amen, every good and every perfect gift coming from the Lord. All right. So we want to begin this week. All right. We want, you excited about this new week? I know I am. Lord, let me tell you something, because it's just another day God has made. It's another day God has made. Amen. So we bless the Lord for it. There ain't no sense in thinking about what, you know what I mean, what's going to happen. If we're going to focus on what's going to happen, let's focus on the positive. See, we can focus on what's going to happen, look at the negative, okay? All right, yeah, COVID ain't going nowhere. COVID done brought Big Brother in. Called the Delta. COVID needed some help and went and got his big brother. All right. So, but we ain't going to focus on that. I was talking with some people yesterday. They got the shot. Amen. And I noticed that there's a large majority of people that are having real side effects with the second shot. When they get the second shot. Matter of fact, I was talking to a young lady. Amen. She's been having side effects for almost a month. So, but we ain't not gonna focus. We gonna pray for them. Oh, I got some names to take to the altar. We gonna pray for them, okay? But beloved, amen. We can focus on the future. We can focus on the blessings of the Lord, because regardless of what's going down, God is still up, and He ain't coming down. Unless He coming down to deliver you. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So today, amen, we want to talk to you a little bit about on a subject that the Lord gave me. He told me the title, and how low can you go? How low can you go? Amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Most of us are familiar with Psalms, amen, the first division of Psalms, amen. And let me just read that for you. It's not really long. It's only 6 verses, amen. And it reads, amen, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, amen, shall perish. Amen. We love that Psalms. Amen. Most of us know it by heart. Amen. Verse number 3, beloved, today says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Let me read that again because we want to make a point today. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Hallelujah, my God. We can close the books right now. Beloved, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been so frustrated at waiting for a fruitful time in your life that you said to the Lord and to other people and to yourself, when is the fruit producing season ever going to start in my life? When am I going to start seeing the results of my giving, the results of my serving, the results of my prayer, the results of my sacrifice, the results of my Christian living? When am I going to see the results? I ain't see no fruit. I see fruit on everybody else's tree. Not that I'm a fruit inspector, but you can't help but seeing the fruit on every. But where is my fruit? Come on, be honest. Anybody ever asked that question? Some of you may be right there right now. And you keep talking, and I heard people say it, they say it all the time. They say it, and I try to encourage them. I say to them whatever the Lord gives to me to say. I'm working, Pastor, I'm believing, Pastor, and I'm waiting, and I'm being faithful, glory be to God, and I'm not practicing sin, and on, see, but Pastor, let me be honest with you, I'm a little tired of waiting to see the fruit that I long to see in my life. How long do I have to wait? I've been waiting for a husband. I've been waiting, and we go on and on and on. And, you know, and then it's an honest question. It's an honest question, amen. And we really can take this lesson in 2 or 3 parts, okay? But, you know, for where you are right now, okay, for where you are, we know there's different stages of maturity. Amen. At different stages of maturity, but at the maturity level that you are right now, this is an honest evaluation. You just want to know where the fruit is. But beloved, this morning, I come to encourage you to stay on track and to refuse to give up. Because you're about to reach the greatest period of fruitfulness that you have ever known. Before a fruit-producing tree reaches a time in its growth, beloved, when it blossoms and bears fruit, first it sends the root down deep into the earth. See, so that's why the question is, how low can you go? The Bible talks about that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, because the tree that's by the water are the ones that where the roots run deep. They might run, my God, right to another city. You try to take that tree down, you got to pull roots up miles long, because that's how deep, amen, the roots are going. See? And the roots go deep, beloved, and it draws on a constant source of nourishment. Underneath the earth, it's being nourished. Not sporadically, but constantly, every day, all day long. Oh, you can't see the roots. You can't see the roots, huh? Oh, but it's strong. It's being nourished. You can't see the roots. Huh? You can't see it. You can't see the growth. You can't see the maturity. You can't see what's happening underground. Huh? But the deeper it goes, the stronger it grows. Look, hey, write this down this morning. No root, no fruit. No root, no fruit. Ah, my God. See, you want the fruit, but you can't have the fruit without the root. No. That's why Jesus cursed the fig tree. You can't have the fruit without the root, baby. Don't worry. Look, just keep. How low can you go? Just keep going. Let them roots, amen, get deep. Glory be to God, baby, because the fruit going to show up. The laws are already set in motion. Amen. Glory be to God. The fruit coming. Huh? What did the scripture say here? Glory be to God. Let's peep back and hit this for 1 minute. Uh-huh. Look, okay. Okay. In verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Her season. Come on, somebody talk to me. In your season. Now, well, who determines the season? God. Not according to your calendar. Not according to your watch. Oh, baby, but read Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. God is not a man and God is not a liar. Oh, it's a season to do this and a season to do that. And it's a season for you to bring forth your fruit. Let me tell you something, baby. When you start bringing forth that fruit, see, God is so good. He just don't bring forth one fruit here, one fruit. No, baby, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to download to me in the spirit how I can break down to you that what that 30, 60, and 100 fold is. Look, but you best believe God's math is not our math. See, we take $1 and we say 30 fold is $30, and 60 fold is $60. And 100 fold is $100. No. God don't work like that. Let me just drop a little just commercial in here. Okay, so you take an apple seed, right? You got one little apple seed, okay? You plant that apple seed in the dirt, okay? Okay, here come the apple later on, okay? Y'all know the process. Okay, so that one seed produced this apple. You cut that apple open. How many seeds you see is what? How many? Where all these seeds come from? All I did was plant one seed. I done opened up the apple, got all these apple seeds, and got an apple tree. Now you go figure. We talk about that on another time. Let me tell you something. God doesn't multiply like we multiply. He is exceeding and abundant above all we could ever ask or think. Glory be to God. Beloved, hey, glory be to God, hallelujah. So the roots have to go deep down before it can bring forth fruit. No root, no fruit. Oh, glory, glory, glory. No root, no fruit. No root. Now you're going to get to the fruit, but now before we get to the fruit, let's just make sure we got things in order. Pastor, I ain't seeing no fruit. Okay, well, let's check your root. What your root look like? Come on now. Come on. Hey, we blessed be the name of the Lord. And then, beloved, then it continues to be nourished from below. The tree, beloved, when the roots go down into the ground, the nourishment comes from below. How low can you go? Ooh, my God, Jesus. And then, as it's being nourished from below, beloved, it begins to send its limbs upward. Come on, somebody. And outward. The deeper the tree goes, nourished from below, glory be to God, yet the limbs go upward and outward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, God inhabits the praises of his saints. You can't see the roots, but you can now be seeing see the fruit because now you see the limbs. You say, oh, my God, look at that. Where that come from? Where them flowers come from? Ooh, where that juicy fruit come from? Because it's being nourished from below. Something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Glory be to God. Beloved, during the life of that tree, it must endure the elements of the season. Now, picture this now. Come on with me in your sanctified imagination. All right, so you got the tree that started out with nothing, a little seed, okay? The tree is growing. The roots are going deeper and deeper and deeper, being nourished, okay? The tree is there. But now check this out now. Why that tree is sitting there all by itself, that tree has to endure the heat. Huh? Glory be to God. That tree has to endure the cold. That tree has to endure the sleet. And we're talking about this prosperous tree right now. We're talking about the evidence. That tree has to endure the rain. That tree has to endure the snow. And a whole bunch of other stuff that tree got to endure. People sending their dogs over there, you know what I mean, to release themselves on the tree. Got to endure the poop. Oh, my God, Jesus. That tree had to endure all of that before it blossoms. Oh, get yesterday's message, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. You see why we can't quit? You see why we got to endure the hard times? You see why we can't get weary in well-doing? You see why we got to endure to the end? You see why we can't throw our hands up and we have to persist until we succeed? Because before this tree could ever blossom and bring forth all this bountiful fruit, it had to go through all of that. See, people see your fruit, but they don't know your story. People see your glory, but they don't know your story. They don't know the hell you've been through. See, they don't know what you had to endure. They don't know the suffering that you, they don't know the sickness. They don't know the aneurysms you had. They don't know the evictions you had to. They don't know, amen, glory be to God, the struggling you've been through. All they see now is some fruit. Baby, don't envy nobody else's fruit. You got your own. Don't envy nobody else's fruit. Huh? Because you don't want to walk in their shoes. Oh, no, you don't want to look at your, you got to wear your own shoes. Your own shoes aren't worn yet. Glory be to God. Before those roots are deep intact, beloved, into a continuous source of strength, nourishment, and energy, the tree is able to outlast all the seasons and eventually become a fruit-producing tree. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Baby, you got to outlast all the seasons. You got to outlast all the seasons. Be not weary in well-doing. Steadfast, but be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You okay. What time is it? Okay, all right. So let's just go there for 1 second. Amen. The third chapter, amen, of Ecclesiastes. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, verse 1. To everything there's a season, a time, for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to win, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. And we'll come back and break that down and teach on that, amen, when the Lord sends us back to it. I'm telling you this morning, beloved, if you're going to bear fruit, Jesus came that we may have life and we can have it more abundant. He wants us to be fruity in every area of our lives. I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. But, beloved, amen, as that tree, glory be to God, we must, beloved, amen, be able to outlast all the seasons. Ah, my God. And so Psalms 3, beloved, amen, breaks that down for us. Now, beloved, if you're wondering how long it is going to take before your fruit-producing season finally arrives, don't get too discouraged. You want to know why? I write this down this morning. The bigger the tree, the greater the need for that tree, beloved, to send its roots deep down into the earth to draw nourishment. Huh? Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't look like that tree doing nothing. Don't look like it, but guess what? Underneath the earth, those roots are going deep. Those roots are going deep. Our life where Jesus can deep. Don't look like too much going on. In 10 years of ministry, y'all ain't got nothing else to show for 10 years. Baby, come on underground with us for a minute. Come on underground and inspect the roots. Come on underground with us. Oh, my God, baby, watch out. And, baby, when the fruit come up, it come up overnight. You can't even count it. You got to call for help. We need some help over here. We need some help. Okay, we need some help. Anybody know how to count? Anybody got an invention? Help us to count this real fast. Huh? My God, Jesus, hallelujah. 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 The bigger the tree, beloved, the bigger the tree. Oh, no. Let me tell you something about them roots that run deep. The storms may blow, the winds may blow, but them, let me tell you, what the next time there's a hurricane, amen, beloved, a tornado, do a little research and find out that the trees near the water are the trees that are still standing. Those other trees in the background that got turned over by the roots. I saw on television last week that the whole tree topped over, root and all. Huh? But not the ones by the water. Not the ones. Why? Because that's where the roots run deep. Oh, no, babe, you can't get knocked over. Only thing going to take that tree down is God himself. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So the bigger the tree, beloved, and so the roots run deep into the earth, drawing nourishment to give a firm footing against the wind. That tree has a firm footing against the weather. That tree has a firm footing, beloved, against the elements of the different seasons. You may huff and you may puff, but you can't blow my house down. Y'all know, y'all remember the wolf, the three bears? Y'all remember that story? I think it's the wolf or the bears, one of them. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen, hallelujah. You can huff and you can puff, but you can't blow my house down. And this is the house that the Lord built. Ah, but my God, I'm working on a sermon right now, waiting for God to release me. My God, I said, God, this is a revival message. We're going to have a revival if I got to rent somebody's church. Glory be to God. I just want to put that out there. But the house always wins, baby. Woo! I just want to drop that to you. Amen. I ain't going to say no more. I've been going to end up preaching a message. Amen. The house always wins. Go to y'all that go to the casino, y'all know what I'm talking about. don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. The house always wins. You can huff and you can puff, but you can't blow my house down. Because this is a house that the Lord built. Oh, my God. I feel like shouting this Monday morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, that continual nourishment will also protect the tree from pestilence that tried to attack it through the years. Well, COVID-19 is a pestilence, y'all. Read the word. The Delta is a pestilence. Cancer is a pestilence. Huh? Diseases, infirmities, they are pestilence. Oh, my God, Jesus. Ah, we say the tree is protected. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, in light of this, we want to look at the second scripture this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. As we take it on the downward spiral, because I'm never out of words. Amen. But I sure enough be out of time. I also want you to look at Colossians 2 and 7. Colossians 2 and 7. Look at this, what it says. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Let me read that one more time. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to especially notice the word rooted in that scripture. Hallelujah. That word rooted, beloved, means to be firmly and deeply rooted. Like that tree planted by the rivers of water. And beloved, when it's deeply rooted like that, it makes the object fixed, steady, stable, and strong. It ain't going nowhere. And this is the picture of a strong tree, beloved, whose roots go down deep and reach its source of nourishment. The tree is also held securely in place by those roots. The roots is what's holding the stuff, everything together. Huh? The devil walking to and fro, he can just keep on walking. He can just keep on walking when he gets to you, because your roots is what's keeping everything together. Everybody else slipping and sliding and practicing sin and moving to the flesh and moving by the dictates of their hormones and what the, but no. You being held together because your roots run deep. Regardless of the weather, regardless of the environment, regardless of the culture, see, that's coming up against you. See? You go to a family gathering when everybody's smoking and drinking, and y'all know what they do in some of them family gatherings, huh? And you go and you show face, huh? And you leave. you come late and you leave early. That's how you handle that. For some of you that's struggling, all right, because I know you want to spend time with your family, but you know if you stay too long, amen, you're going to get in trouble. So you just come late and you leave early. And they can't never say you didn't show up. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit more later. All right, glory be to God. But beloved, rather than complain that it's taking too long for your fruit producing season to arrive, you need to thank God for this time in your life. Take this time to send your roots down deep and tap into the strength of God's word and God's spirit. Didn't not the word of God say we move from faith to faith and from glory to glory? Oh, yeah, I like this preacher because they take you deep. Okay, all right, well, good. How deep, how low can you go? You want to go deep? How low can you go? Beloved, if your roots are securely fixed in Jesus Christ, you will outlast every season. Write that down this morning. Lord, help me to outlast every season. Now, we thank God for the seasons that you outlast, okay? But you might be failing a few of them right now. Lord, help me to outlast every season. Help me to outlast every foul climate. Help me to outlast every storm. And eventually, beloved, you will enter into the finest fruit-producing season of your life. the finest fruit produced in season of your ministry, your family, your business. This fruit everywhere. Fruity, fruity. My God, Jesus. My God, Jesus. Honestly, beloved, you need to thank God that things haven't happened faster in your life. Have you ever seen someone who reached success too quickly? That person usually, beloved, loses their success just as quickly as they gained it because they didn't have the roots. They didn't have the experience necessary to maintain the success he gained. His name's at the top of my head. I can't think of right now. The congressman that just died, John, y'all know the guy that just died. Amen. Glory be to God. Walked with Dr. Martin Luther King. Glory be to God. Amen. And he just died a couple months ago. And it'll come to me, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Amen. Something he said, amen, I never forget when our ex-president Donald Trump was running for office, amen, he said, Donald Trump is not ready for, he's not ready for president. It's not that he can't be a good president. He's not ready. See, success before its time. Before Barack Obama said, it's not that ex-president Trump, what he said, he can't go there. Where you need him to be, he can't go there. But love, success before its time can really, really shipwreck a situation. And some of you know people in that situation, and some of you may have experienced it yourself because you had to have it right now, but you wasn't ready for it because your roots hadn't run deep enough. See, it's terrible. And I see people in ministry, glory be to God. You ever seen somebody in leadership before their time? I know some people right now, glory be to God, they're going to be a beautiful pastor, beautiful leader one day. But if you put these people right now, glory be to God, and see, if you put them right now in leadership, they're going to make a mess out of it. Because the roots haven't run deep enough. I know some people right now, and I can't say, I just pray for them. I just pray for them. Glory be to God. Same thing people have probably been doing for me through the years, although I never really wanted to be a pastor. It wasn't like that wasn't a goal of mine. It wasn't a goal of mine. But I know some people, they want the office, but they ain't ready for it. See, success before it's time, success too quickly can ruin you. See, because their roots, beloved, hadn't run deep enough, and they did not receive the experience necessary to maintain the success they gained. When people achieve success too quickly, it often means they don't have the roots, they don't have the depth, and they don't have a sure foundation to bear them up in the difficult times they will encounter. I didn't say they might encounter. I said they will encounter as they go through the seasons of life. That's why, beloved, amen, our broadcast, we have two themes in our broadcast. Amen. One of them that we've had for years and we're not changing because the Lord didn't give it to me to change is training for reigning. We are all in training for reigning. You notice it, Jesus served, had a 3.5-year ministry, but he prepared 30 years for it. Jesus prepared 30 years for a 3.5-year ministry. The preparation time is always longer, amen, the service. We want to be overnight wonders. We, huh? Okay, so a husband and wife, and you notice I said a husband and wife, not a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Husband and wife get together, amen, they conceive a baby, huh? You don't see the baby the next day. 9 months later. 9 months later, here come that big, juicy baby, huh? Come on, saints. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Cast your bread upon the waters. After many days, the Bible says it's coming. He said, and thank God, God is real and plain. He said, after many days, it's a coming back. He didn't say tomorrow. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. So, beloved, in my closing today, take this time to work on your personal life. Take this time to work on your mind. Your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. No longer conform, but transform. Take this time to work on your thinking. Come on, beloved. We think too low. We mean well. We really do. But we think too low. It's like when they sent the spies into the land to give a report. Two of them came back and said, ooh, baby, them grapes is juicy. That was two of them. The other 10 came back talking about the size of the giants. 10 came back talking about the size of the giants. 2 came back talking about the size of the grapes. Beloved, what you talking about? What you focused on? See? It wasn't that the 10 of them didn't have good intentions, but it's how you think. The other 10, they was thinking too low. They had what I call the grasshopper mentality. As a man thinketh, so is he. That's another teaching all by itself. Beloved, take this time to work on your discipline. Some of us, we just not disciplined. No discipline at all. Come on. We got to work on this thing. We got to see what the Word of God says about this, and we got to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Take this time to work on your finances. Some of us, we got some issues here. We got some issues. We don't know what to do with the 90%. Matter of fact, we don't know what to do with none of them because we didn't even give God 10%. And really, when we teach on tithes and offerings, and I'm going there, I got all these lessons I prepare on, and then when God released me, I released it. See, 10%, and if you do New Testament study and Old Testament, 10% is the minimum. We look at it like the maximum, see. But, and the other 90%, beloved, let me tell you something. We need to work on our finances because it's not what you make, it's what you keep. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. If you make $1 million, you're a millionaire, and you spend $999,000. No, let me take it a little bit deeper. You make $1 million, but you spend $1.2 million. You make more than what you spend. All that credit card spending, beloved, buying on impulse, glory be to God. Just buying because you see something you like. You don't need that. You don't even need it. See? How are we spending our finances? That's a whole different subject or a series all by itself. Take this time to focus on your health and your weight. Because some of you know you're underweight. Some of you know you're overweight and you're just not in shape. And it ain't okay. It ain't okay because God said, I wish that ye would be in good health and prosper as your soul prosper. And I can give you a whole bunch of other scriptures too that show that God is concerned about your health. Now, that don't mean everybody going to be skinny. And that don't mean everybody going to be sick. But you just got to be in good health and take care of yourself and eat right. And rest right, and get some exercise. You don't have to go to nobody's gym. You can exercise right in your house. Go around the corner. Walk up and down the steps. You got some basement steps or something? Come on. Saints? And sometimes you go to some of these Christian functions, and everybody in the room is 50 pounds overweight. And knocking one another over to get to the buffet. I say like Pastor Lambert said. Pastor Lambert said, I love this man, that man. I love Bishop. He said, so Christians know it's a sin to have fornication and sexual immorality. They know it's a sin. So what they do is just they go sin at the buffet. So because you can't get all the sex you want, amen, you just get all the food you want, and you just eat, and you just eat, and you just eat. Then don't exercise. Then you want to lay down. You know what you're going to do after you eat. You know what you're going to do. You're going right to sleep. Oh, Lord, Father God, help us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Take this time to work on your relationships. We're a little faulty here. We can strengthen up some areas of our relationships. Because let me tell you this, you can't love God if you don't love God's people. Now, I know we're trying to skip over God's people to get straight to God. No. The scripture says, beloved, you cannot love God if you don't love God's people. Now, you might not necessarily like them. This is a whole different subject. He didn't tell you to like them. You got to love some people you don't like. And last but definitely not least, beloved, take this time, amen, to work on your behavior. Is your behavior becoming, is it Christ-like? Can people see Christ in you? You can't go around lying and stealing and telling people off and all that. Talking about your monthly cycle was on and you had an argument with your spouse. That's no excuse. Going in the supermarket, picking up grapes and tasting them. Is that you stealing? I just wanted to see if it was sweet. You stealing. Then you got nerve to go over there and give somebody a track. They going to put that in the trash. They saw you steal that grape. Well, that's mine. Sin is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. It's a little things like that, beloved, that we just don't, that we got to just give it, let the Holy Spirit show us. Because there's room for improvement. What am I saying? We all can go deeper. I don't care how deep you are, how low you are. We all can go deeper. Pastor Bradford, how low can you go? You can go deeper. We all can go deeper. Because guess what? You'll never reach rock bottom. I don't care how deep you go in God's word. You'll never hit the bottom. He's God. Glory be to God. Beloved, while you are waiting for that fruit-producing season, and it's coming, and while you're waiting for it to come to pass in your life, beloved, use this time to put off the old man and to put on the new man. Y'all remember that scripture in Colossians chapter 3, verse 9? Use this time for preparation. Use this time in God's word. Use this time, beloved. Spend this phase of your life wisely, renewing your mind to the word of God and being certain that your affections are set on things above and not on things on the earth. Use this time while you wait. He said, occupy till we come. Just don't sit back. I'm just waiting for my ship to come in. No. Stay busy. Occupy. It's coming. It's coming. Don't get discouraged. It's coming. But just stay focused and keep working. Keep working. Remain faithful. Because a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. If you use your time wisely, beloved, there'll be no wasted time in your life. But if you just sit around and complain that it's taking too long to get where you want to go, you will waste time. Sinning and complaining doesn't make anything happen faster. Anybody ever notice that? Ain't nothing happen faster. Amen. You sit around and complaining and complaining. Then that spirit is contagious. That's why God tell you to get, you know, separate yourself from negative people. Not that you're trying to be cold, but that spirit is contagious. You are going up and happy, and after 30 minutes talking with this person, oh, you say, my God, I don't feel right. Where does heaviness come from? Because that spirit is contagious. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Jesus said, I got to go. Matter of fact, in one particular situation, Jesus threw him out. Jesus threw him out the room so he could raise that baby back to life. He threw everybody. He said, ain't nobody in here but my two disciples and the mama and the dad. Everybody else got to go. Hey, my God, Jesus. Let me tell you something, beloved. We got a duty to love everybody, but that don't mean everybody got to be on your ship, on your boat. Because guess what? Was everybody on Jesus' boat? Jesus ministered to everybody, loved everybody, did miracles. But how many people was on Jesus' boat? Ah, that's another subject for another time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It won't make things happen any faster, beloved. And guess what? It often further delays the manifestation of the answers that you're waiting for. And you, now you just got to wait longer. Now you just got to wait longer. You got to wait longer. Beloved, when I was in the real fire of trials, amen, a real fire, and I got a lot of testimonies I can share, but I think about the time when I was homeless. When I was homeless, beloved, and living in a car, my father's Cadillac that he had given me before he died. What brought me through, a lot of people didn't even know around that time that was the beginning of this ministry, amen, because we've been in the ministry 10 years. They didn't even know, amen, that I was doing the services from, because I was always faithful to this ministry, but no, they didn't know, amen, that I was down in somebody's basement floor, that I was in the back of the church where I had slept that night on the floor. Then they didn't never knew. They never knew when I called in at 6 o'clock. Amen. Hey, TGIF, that today God is first. They never knew it. Because I didn't tell them at that time. But you know what kept me strong, beloved, and my roots at that time? Is I never focused on the problem. I never focused on the fact that I was homeless. I never focused on that. My focus was I'm coming out of this. Amen. And I was patient and I kept serving God. I had a reason to shut the ministry down. You got to be kidding. I don't even have a prayer. I'm doing a prayer call from the back of a car. Oh, I had a reason to shut it down, see. But I stayed focused. Occupied, because I knew the fruit was coming. I knew what was coming out of this. I knew this was, amen, this was a test for the test. This was a test for a testimony. I knew it. See, and this is why I was able to keep a smile on my face and keep serving. Oh, my God. We are in training for reigning, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refuse to belong to those who are grumpy. Come on now. Tell those people in your grumpy crowd, that circle of people that you associate with every day, the grumpy ones, they want to sit around over coffee and, you know, and complain and, you know, and this is and that and that and that and he ain't no good and she ain't no good. Or whatever. Tell them you leave it. Tell them you got to go. You got to go. But let me tell you something, beloved. If you're going to win, you got to get into a winner's environment. That's another subject for another time. I'm looking at the clock. I really got to wrap it up. You got to get into the right environment. You got to get into the winning. You don't need a whole bunch of friends because they ain't your friends anyhow. Amen. Two or three. You got to find somebody that's thinking like you, talking like you. Or if they have the desire to. Iron sharpens iron. You're not going to find, you're not going to plant no apple trees in an orange orchard. Apples go with apples and oranges go with oranges. Come on now, we talking about growing some fruit today. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, refuse to belong to those who are grumpy and complaining all the time. Instead, I want you to look at this time in your life as a blessing sent from heaven to help you get yourself rooted deeply in Jesus Christ. This is your preparation time. Come on now. I was talking to someone yesterday. They said they're getting married next year on a cruise. Amen. In somewhere, something extravagant. I said, hey, but what are they doing right now? They're not waiting till the day. That day, no, they making preparations for that day. Baby, make preparations for your celebration. It's coming. It's coming. God is faithful. Hallelujah. He will honor his word. Beloved, send your limbs upward and outward as you tap into the power of God. And eventually, beloved, you'll begin to see blossoms budding in your life. And that's going to be your signal that you are about to enter your long-awaited season of bringing forth much fruit. You know, another time when the fruit comes forth, when you ain't not thinking about it no more. If it happened, it happened. You know, you just doing what God has called you to do. You're doing, you ain't even thinking about it. And you turn around and you see, glory be to God, the fruit start to showing up. Y'all gardeners out there, amen, glory be to God. You know how it is when you plant a seed, glory be to God, and you look and say, hey, where that bud come from? It just came up overnight. Where that stem come from? It just comes up overnight. Glory be to God. I'm really finished. I got to share this. Amen. This is my real closing here. And so I was talking to, amen, someone, and then, you know what I mean, a pastor friend and some other things. We was talking about business-wise. And he said, well, what's going on, pastor? What you got going on with your ministry? I said, you know, not much. And so he was trying to get me to come over to here with him and do this and do that and do that. And I said, well, brother, I really can. I said, because, you know what I mean? I said, because we got, you know, the prayer ministry. I said, we 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, we do the altar prayer. I said, I'm a media ministry now. Glory be to God. And I went to, he said, well, I thought you said you wasn't doing nothing. I said, you know what, pastor? I said, I don't even think about it. I said I wasn't doing enough because I just do what I do and I don't think about what I do until I'm forced to think about it. And beloved, that's how you have to become in Christ. You ain't even thinking about it. You just do it and you're happy to do it and you're glad to do it. How low can you go, beloved? How low can you go? Let your roots run deep, and the deeper your roots run, the stronger your tree and the more fruit that you're going to bring forth, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for not sending success to us too quickly. We know, Father, that if we had achieved success earlier, we wouldn't have been ready for it. In fact, beloved, we might have destroyed it due to our own lack of experience and our immaturity. Father, help us embrace this time in our life as a time of preparation. Help us to truthfully analyze every part of our life in order to see what areas need to be more deeply rooted in you. We want our roots to go down so deeply that no storms of life and no attacks on the devil will be able to move us from the place where you have called us. Help us to stay fixed. Help us to stay firm. Help us to stay strong. Help us to stay stable. That once we enter the fruit-producing season, we will never leave it. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, y'all pray. I be talking to the Lord. I said, God, just help me to do a 30 minute, because this meet for 30 minutes in the morning. And I come with intentions to give a benediction by 6:30. But I just got so much in me, and I just love it. I know I give y'all a lot, and I would give you more if I had time. I give so much, and I give. I'm not saying I give too much, but I do give so much, because I'm a giver. Amen. So I pray that you have been blessed, amen, this morning, amen, by the word of God. In form of announcements, we'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today and back at 9 o'clock. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock, please meet us at the altar. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Glory be to God as we pray in Jesus' name. That telephone number is 385-799-9729. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Boy, I'm telling you, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I see fruit everywhere. I see fruit everywhere. Amen. Jesus, in Jesus' name. All right. I am not out of words, so let me shut up. I am definitely out of time. Amen. Father God, we bless you for this day. We thank you for the word. Your word will not return into your void. Father God, as we go forward today in this heat, Father God, help us, Father, stay liquid, stay fluid, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are lacking fans and air conditioning, Father God. Maybe their electricity is going out or whatever the situation might be. Maybe they turned the electricity off. Father God, whatever the situation might be, we pray for these individuals on today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time this day, Father. In Jesus' name, show us your pathway for provision. Bless us at the prayer altar. Anoint the prayer warriors as they serve, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we protect them. We cover them, Father, from all type of spiritual assaults. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer by the Spirit, the Word, the Blood, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen and amen. All right, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, amen, is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Blessings on blessings. Amen. 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 Christ thanks. Amen. How low can you go? Let's go a little bit deeper. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out.